what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Let's talk local sports. It was reported last week that Coach Ray Jones of the USU Eastern basketball squad was making the jump from JUCO over to 1A High School. The new head coach of the boys' basketball program, also baseball and track and field. We did talk to athletic director Mark Stuckenschneider last week, and now we're going to talk to Coach Jones and get his perspective on the jump and what lies ahead for the Pinnacle Boys basketball program. Joining us right now over the phone, we have Coach Ray Jones. Coach, I always look forward to the conversation. Thank you again for joining us today.
Oh, as always, man. Sitting in a different seat now. Still the same Jordan, though, so it's awesome.
Yeah. We still get to continue our basketball talks, which is a good thing. Coach, it was first reported last week that you're going to be making that jump from USU Eastern going over to Pinnacle. So you're changing from JUCO to high school. First question, why was this the right move at this particular time for you?
Oh, man, I'm just a bunch of, you know, sometimes life just brings changes. And, you know, my mama told me the only constant in life is change. And so sometimes it can be a really good thing. And so as everything is going on, I had to look back. I just got engaged. She comes with two children, the stability, just the opportunity to mentor young men and young women as well, whoever's there. So I think that's kind of the determining factor. It's just the opportunity is one that I couldn't really pass up.
Is it difficult for you to leave the college ranks? I mean, you have such a very decorated resume. You know, if we go back to your time at Southern Utah under Coach Todd Simon and then coming over here to USU Eastern, of course, your playing days at SUU and your playing days at JUCO. College basketball has been such a big part of your life. Is that going to be difficult to walk away from?
And that is one of the more weird, interesting parts of it is, I tell girls, I haven't been in high school for a long time, but it has been such a big part of my life. I mean, you think about, you know, like you said, Southern Utah, Connor State, coming back to SUU, working for Nick Robinson, and then working for Todd Simon, and having such a good relationship with Roger Reed, who's my college coach, and all these college coaches that I've come to get in relationships with. And now all of a sudden it's like, you know, we're not on the same level anymore. You know, it's an interesting feeling, but it's going to be fine, and I'll definitely be around, but I'm excited for this new venture.
I'm definitely excited as well, and you come to Pinnacle High School. It's a basketball program. We'll start by talking about basketball because that's what you're known for, right? So it's not exactly a basketball program that has had a ton of success, although there has been some great athletes come through this program.
It's when you look back at the pedigree of it, there's been some great coaches that come out of it after their time there, and some great players that come out too, especially for their for the 1A league and everything that they've been able to work within Pinnacle to upgrade it and keep moving up. I love the trajectory. I mean, listening to Roberta and Mark and listen to how the vision that they have. I'm just excited to be a part of that process, man. Eric Hansen did a phenomenal job of pushing it up to another level. And now it's just exciting to take the reins and say, man, I got you from here. I'll push it up. Try to push it up a little bit more based on what you did.
You're so used to taking kids, again, coming out of high school, preparing them for that JUCO, and then, of course, the D1, D2, D3 level. But now you're prepping high school kids for potentially a career once they get past high school. So have you started to think about the adjustments that you may have to make in taking a kid that is 15, 16, 17 years old compared to taking a kid that's 19, 20 years old?
Yeah, and, you know, the cool thing about coming from JUCO is the fact that I get to see some of the things that I had to teach. I mean, you take defense, for example. You take help side or something like that, or forcing a baseline, and you say, yo, did y'all not learn this in high school? Right? You don't know how many times we had to say that. Like, y'all didn't learn this in high school, and now for me to be able to go to the high school level and teach them the things that we learned as far as fundamentals and basic principles. Now when I got to college, it was like, coach, I already know this stuff. Let's move on to the next thing. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? So now we can push the pace. That's what we want to do is put them in a position to learn as much as they can. So if they go to the next level, it's like, coach, we already got it. We know this part. Let's move on.
Yeah, we got to see you coach, lead USU Eastern throughout the last couple of weeks of the season, but now we finally get to see your imprint on an entire basketball squad over the longevity of a season. It's so much different than what we just saw you come out of at USU Eastern, and so I guess my question to you is, what a basketball really has here in this state, they have that reputation for pushing the ball up the court and scoring a lot of points. Is that kind of your mentality going into it, or do you want to slow the game down, maybe keep these games a little bit more low scoring, slow the pace in general? What's your thought on that?
Well, I think for me, it all starts on the defensive end. I know that sounds cliche, but defensively, we want to do such a good job that we make teams work so hard that we can push the pace based off of their mistakes and their lack of conditioning. Because what people don't understand is defense wears teams down. So if they think they're in shape, but they have to move the ball around and they're constantly having to dribble and pass and dribble and pass and dribble and pass, all of a sudden we get to push the ball and they're going to be tired catching up with us and then tired working to score as well. And so it all starts with defense for me and just this determination to make people work for everything. And now offense is like, guys, if you can score in the first 10, 15 seconds, let it go. If it's a good shot, let it go. If not, we'll work it around, we'll get the best shot. And that's kind of been my philosophy my whole entire career, and I think it'll carry on to Pinnacle too.
Yeah, there's no shot clock in high school basketball. That's going to be a big difference.
Yeah, and some of that is adjustment. So that's the tricky part is I play with a shot clock most of my life, obviously, because I ain't been in high school forever. So once you get to, you know, Division One, and you know, all of a sudden everything's a shot clock from then on. So that'll be an adjustment, but you know, that life is full of adjustments. So we'll make that one the same way.
No question. Before we move on from the basketball aspect of this announcement, let me ask you, what did you learn most at USU Eastern as an assistant coach? Maybe something that helped you kind of refine your coaching style. Maybe it's just knowledge of the game. Maybe it's dealing with people. What did you learn most while you were at USU Eastern?
Man, there's so many things. Let's get this thing into one. Oh, Lord. Really what refined the most is understanding how the importance of bringing a philosophy that isn't based on just action, but based on what you are. And what I mean by that is, if I can give the players myself, and I'm a hardworking coach, and I'm a loyal coach, and I'm a trustworthy coach, and I'm a loving coach, and if I'm all these things encompassed into a person, what comes out of my mouth is going to resonate with them better than just what I put on a board. And that's one of the things that refined most with me. Is everything is relational. So if I give them hard work, if I show them how hard I work, when I demand it from them, they'll bring it. If I show them love, when it's time for them to have to love me and respect the decision I make, they'll respect it for the most part. And that's not always true, but I mean, that's kind of one of the things that I've refined throughout the assistant coach position is that relationships are important and practicing what you preach is very important too.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ray Jones Jr., head coach of the Pinnacle Panther Boys basketball, baseball, and track and field squads. So let's talk about baseball, because that's going to be the first sport out of the gate for you. Baseball, of course, at the 1A level is a fall sport, not spring, like 2A through 6A. And so right out of the gate, it's kind of a new realm for you.
Yeah, man. Baseball, that's an interesting thing when they ask me. It's great because baseball was actually my best sport growing up. So it's actually my favorite. And I switched to basketball later on towards 6th, 7th grade, but I have a lot of love for the game, and obviously something to learn. You know, the game evolves every couple years, and so I mean, obviously I'm a little behind the curve, but that's a part of it, man. You got to learn, and I want to be educated. I want to be able to put these boys in the best position to be successful. So ultimately, it's about them, not about me or my accolades or getting trophies for myself. It's about what we can present to make them be able to be as successful as they can.
What about track and field?
Track and field. I ran track in high school and middle school as well. I did the 400, did the mile, did the 800. I did cross country. So that one I'm a lot more familiar with because it was a little more recent. And I mean, obviously we had to run our whole lives in basketball or track anyway. So a lot of this is that one's fun too. And so obviously I'm going to have great help. Mark, the AD, is presenting a ton of help for me. And I think we'll be able to put something together to make these boys and girls be successful.
I know that right now there's just a whole lot of question marks. We don't know when things are going to get off and rolling. But as far as rounding out a coaching staff for you, what type of I guess, leash do you have on that? How much are you able to really expand? I know we're talking about a 1A school, but are you allowed to kind of add to your staff and put people around you to help you out in coaching positions?
Yes, sir. And that's the cool thing about Roberta and Mark. I mean, they give so much of, I won't even say a leash, because it really feels like it's just open grazing. I mean, they've allowed me to be able to dictate who I want to bring in, what I want to do, and just mainly what I want from that person or those people. I imagine there'll be two, one or two. It's just the ability to bring enthusiasm, and one of them will probably be younger. I've already talked to a young man, and so, I mean, one of them will probably be younger. And I want him to learn as much as he can, be involved, not be afraid to take risks, give input, you know, all the things that I learned from being able to be active and being an assistant. And so I think that'll be a cool part, too, to be able to mentor players, but also mentor an assistant coach or two assistant coaches and a manager or whatever. I like that part of the equation as well.
Yeah, when you talk about managing or mentoring, in the same token, these are student athletes, right? They're students first, and now you're going to be in the classroom as well, which is just another fantastic aspect to this new adventure for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, once again, that goes back to just being the head of it now, is, you know, all those things come under my watch now, right? And then that's going to be probably kind of the most fun part of the challenge, is actually taking on this idea of this is now my ship, you know, and everything that happens under my watch is on me. And that's a different thing going from an assistant to a head. But I'm excited. I'm so excited for that challenge and that opportunity. I'll say opportunity more than challenge.
This may be a very vague question, but we can end with this. In talking to Mark Stuckenschneider, athletic director, last week, he says that he's always prided himself on having a great relationship with USU Eastern. You obviously have that connection right there. So have you began to think about how USU Eastern and Pinnacle can work together and help out one another? Is that something that you've given any thought to at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, like I said, I'm relational. I mean, first and foremost, it's about the people. And so, I've thought of ways that we can, get the players to, you know, come to a USU practice and get to see what another level of work is. You know, I remember being in high school, and we drove all the way to Fayetteville from Little Rock, which is about a 2.5-hour drive, just to watch them practice. And this is when Patrick Beverly was there, and I got to see the amount of just how good they are and how hard they work. And I was like, God, he's trying to go to college. This is what we have to be. Oh, my goodness. You know, and then having the team talk to them, be like, you got to get your grades. You got to do this. Coming from people that are in a bigger position than you, in a bigger platform, that means a ton. So I think there's plenty of things like that we can work back and forth with, that USU Eastern can help these young men just as much as I can, and we can push these young men to USU Eastern and give them some focus and something to look at that they can run to. That's baseball, that's basketball, that's track, that's volleyball, that's anything that exists that they can run to and say, this is going to push us up.
Coach Ray Jones, again, at the Pinnacle Panthers basketball, baseball, and track and field. Coach, I'm definitely excited for the new adventure. Congratulations on what's next for you. Congratulations on the engagement as well. It's always fun to get you on the show, and I look forward to many more conversations in the future.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Jordan. And, you know, the date is set for August 8th. You know, we have to do Kobe just for you. And but now we're excited, and I appreciate everything that you've done. You've been an awesome friend, and I look forward to more conversations and more radio interviews.
Oh, I definitely will, too, for sure. That's Coach Ray Jones, Jr. of the Pinnacle Boys basketball, baseball, and track and field squad. Again, you can get the complete press release of Coach Jones joining Pinnacle at CastleCountryRadio.com. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to the national scene. We'll talk about the historical 2020 Hall of Fame class that features Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.